AMD's quarterly results this week were, by any objective financial measure, excellent. The company posted record revenue. The specific number is still being reported across different tiers, but we're looking at a figure that beat analyst estimates by a meaningful margin, driven by strong demand for their MI series AI accelerators in the data center market. The stock dropped. That's not a typo or a contradiction. It's a window into how equity markets actually function when sentiment and fundamentals diverge.
The Musk factor here is really worth examining carefully, because it illustrates something important about how market-moving information works in 2026. Elon Musk posted, on his own platform, X, a statement to the effect that NVIDIA remains his preferred chip supplier for AI infrastructure, and that he views AMD's offerings as a tier below. That's it. One social media post. AMD's stock dropped several percentage points during the same session it was reporting record quarterly revenue.
Musk runs xAI, he runs Tesla, and he has significant influence over Grok infrastructure decisions. His chip purchasing decisions at scale are material information. So in a narrow sense, his endorsement of NVIDIA carries real signal value. But the mechanism? A single informal social media post outweighing a formal earnings beat exposes a fragility in how equity markets process information when one individual has this much concentration of economic influence and platform reach simultaneously.
The NVIDIA versus AMD competition in AI silicon is genuinely a critical strategic question for the entire AI industry. NVIDIA's CUDA ecosystem, the software stack that researchers and companies have built workflows on top of for over a decade, creates switching costs that are enormous. Even if AMD's hardware specs are competitive, the software integration work required to migrate away from CUDA represents months of engineering time and significant risk. AMD's ROCm platform has improved substantially, but the ecosystem gap is real and Musk knows it.
Boeing's situation is grimmer in a more human sense. The engineering workforce, these are the people who design the planes, not just assemble them, rejected their contract offer and authorized a strike. This matters so much because Boeing's path back from its quality control crises of the past several years depends entirely on engineering excellence. You cannot rebuild a reputation for safe, reliable aircraft design while your design engineers are either on strike or demoralized.
The contract dispute specifics involve pay increases that the union found inadequate given inflation over the past 3 years, but also benefit structure changes that engineers viewed as a step backward. The authorization to strike doesn't mean a strike is imminent. Negotiations can resume, but it gives union leadership significant leverage. And Boeing's financial position, which is still strained after billions in charges and the delivery slowdowns, limits how much the company can offer without affecting its debt service capacity.
SpaceX's shareholder disclosure is a different kind of story. The company's stock, which trades on secondary markets since SpaceX is still private, has fallen below its IPO reference price, and the disclosure of who the major shareholders are is drawing scrutiny. When a company of SpaceX's strategic importance, government contracts, national security satellite infrastructure, the only current U.S. crewed launch capability, has a shareholder roster that includes foreign sovereign wealth funds at significant positions, the counterintelligence community pays attention.
And the markets overall, S&P futures are sitting at 7,691 as of this morning, up about 28 points from yesterday's close. The 0.37% gain suggests the market is not in panic mode despite the Canada tariff announcement, the Iran rhetoric, and the bond intervention questions. Part of that is the Friday afternoon positioning wash. Part of it is that markets have become somewhat numb to dramatic rhetorical escalations from the current administration, having learned to watch the actual implementation pace rather than the announcement.
The Auras smartwatch class action lawsuit is worth flagging for the broader wearables industry. Auras rings have been marketed heavily on the precision of their sleep tracking data. The company has made specific claims about REM and deep sleep measurement accuracy. The class action alleges those claims aren't supported by the underlying sensor capability, which is essentially an accelerometer and a photoplethysmography sensor, the same components in any fitness tracker. If the suit succeeds, it sets a precedent for accuracy claims across the entire health wearables category. Every company making specific health metric claims from consumer-grade sensors should be reading those court filings carefully.